Tom Homan, Biden released, sex trafficked 14-year-old migrant child rescued in Texas. By Randy Clark on May 17, 2025. White House border czar Tom Homan told the Republican National Lawyers Association that a 14-year-old unaccompanied alien child was discovered being sex trafficked by two adult males in Texas. During a speech on Friday, Homan says the rescue, conducted 2 days before, is just one example of what agents are finding in the search for unaccompanied alien children released by the Biden administration. Homan made his remarks during the 2025 National Policy Conference in Washington, D.C., an annual event hosted by the Republican National Lawyers Association, RNLA. During his remarks, Trump's border czar described the difficult search for more than 500,000 unaccompanied children who were released into the United States during the Biden administration. According to Homan, 300,000 remain missing. Homan told the attendees he firmly believes many of the unaccompanied alien children who were released into the United States are being used for forced labor. Of the several thousand Homan says the administration has located, Homan provided information regarding the 14-year-old child found living with two adult males in Texas, saying she is now receiving physical and mental health care from the Department of Homeland Security. Homan did not identify the two adult male suspects implicated in the alleged sex trafficking of the 14-year-old unaccompanied alien child, nor did he provide other specifics of the criminal case facing the adult suspects. Homan told the crowd that the victimization of children takes its toll on agents, referring to personal experiences he endured during his career. Despite what the media says, we are not heartless. We care about these kids, Homan told the attendees. I'm a father, and the reason I'm so emotional and headstrong on this issue is because I dealt with dying children throughout my career. I have held dying children, Homan added. The border czar describes the task of locating the 300,000 unaccompanied alien children who remain missing, calling it one of the most challenging tasks the administration has embarked upon. Everyone in this room has a footprint. We can find you. You own a home, car, and pay bills, and we can find you, Homan explained. Children don't have that footprint. Homan said the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, his lack of proper vetting during the Biden administration made locating the children more difficult. Many were not fingerprinted, and much of the identification information recorded during the release process wasn't verified. A DHS Office of Inspector General report released in March shows more than 233,000 of the more than 500,000 unaccompanied alien children released into the United States under the Biden administration were not enrolled in immigration proceedings. Of those enrolled, more than 43,000 have failed to appear for hearings thus far. According to the report, some U.S. sponsors who received the children have since changed addresses and failed to notify DHS, further complicating the ability to locate the children. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Before his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X, formerly Twitter, @RandyClarkJ.